You are not determining anything absolutely for sure about him, present or future. And this is a hard thing for most parents to realize. They like to feel that they are totally responsible for the way the child goes. If he turns out to be great, then it was entirely their doing. And if it turns out that he was a criminal, then they berate themselves for not having done something different in their lives. But of course, you don't control the child completely. You exercise a tremendous influence through these alternatives that you make available to him that would otherwise not be available, or blocking off ones that he might otherwise see and choose. But when you send him to Sunday school at your church, all you're doing is guaranteeing that he will be exposed to some measure to the ideas that you happen to like, that he'll at least be within earshot of them, whereas if somebody else were raising him, he may never hear these ideas throughout his entire life. But even if he never hears any contrary ideas, ones that are directly contradictory to those you're presenting to him, he still may not accept those that he gets through you. He may simply decide to ignore them completely as being irrelevant. Sending him to the school of your choice is not going to guarantee that he will absorb any of it. You can't brainwash your child any more than anyone can brainwash you. The child has no incentive to learn. If he doesn't find it interesting to listen to what's being said, he can shut it off. It's possible that a child may be a little bit more naive than an adult is, and therefore require less proof or less evidence so that he might accept something as a fact simply because someone else said so. But all of that is still temporary. Sooner or later, he's going to be exposed to other alternatives. And if he accepts what you say without proof, then it is just as easy for him to accept somebody else's statement that you are wrong without any proof whatsoever. So that is, again, a temporary situation. So you might just as well let him know now that what you are offering him are suggestions and alternatives, not final answers to anything. Let him start right now recognizing the sovereignty of his own mind, that ultimately he has to choose what he wants, what is right, what is true, and so forth. But you see it this way, and here is why you see it, and this is what you think the best alternative to choose from. If he really realizes early enough that he is the decision maker, then it is possible that he just might develop a code of conduct in harmony with his own nature. And he might do it before he has made himself vulnerable to all kinds of things that will turn out to be against his nature. So many people have to learn so much by personal experience, and they get bad consequences from it. Well, that's fine. But if the individual has not locked himself into a so-called lifetime position before he discovers the nature of himself and makes his code of conduct, the price for those bad consequences will be infinitesimal compared to what it would be if he has locked himself in. I don't remember whether I said if he had locked or if he hadn't, but I guess you got the point. Point is that he won't get married at 18 and have 6 children before deciding what he wants to do with his life. He may have decided by the time he's 13 on a really single-minded basis exactly what he would like to have out of life and never change his mind from that point on. But he can develop a code of conduct that is in harmony with his nature, and he may be smart enough to realize if he hasn't developed that by age 20, then fine, continue to live, continue to explore and experiment, but don't get yourself locked into any commitments until you've determined what it is you want out of life. But of course, ultimately, he may not choose to go your way. Are you prepared to accept that? Are you prepared to accept the possibility that when all is said and done, he may choose to go directly opposite to your wishes? You are vulnerable to that possibility, so you better recognize right now that he may choose a philosophy totally opposed to yours, no matter how you choose to educate him. He's liable to do that no matter what you do, so you can't block off all the other alternatives. You send him to your church, your school, your environment, but one day he leaves it all, and after being exposed to the socialists and deciding that he likes them better than what he got from you, he's going to join in the cry that you were the ones who tried to brainwash him, that he would have had a better life if you hadn't tried to brainwash him before he knew what he was doing. So why not let him decide for himself right from the start? Expose him to all the wonderful things that you have discovered about life. Give him the benefit of all of your experience, if he wants it. But do it in the form of alternatives, meaning you are pointing out simply that this is what you see life as. Never fall back on the temptation to say, God tells us this, or we must do this, or do as I say, or listen to your father. This doesn't create a decision maker. Throughout that child's relationship with you, recognize that he is not a helpless infant, but a sovereign human being with whom you have a very important relationship, that you cherish him because of what he provides in your love, in your life. Earn his love as you would earn your spouse's love. Find out the nature of him and deal with him as he is. Resist every temptation to become authoritarian about it. Make sure that the contract is always mutually profitable, That means profitable to you.